You're listening to episode 21 of High School Counseling Conversations.
As teachers are clearing out their classrooms, stuffing report cards, and heading to the pool, we are up to our eyeballs in finishing out the end of the year still. I've got three big topics for you to think about as you wrap up this school year and set yourself up for success for next year.
High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go.
Don't worry, we're not jumping ahead till next year yet, just closing out this year. Hopefully I'm catching you at the perfect time for these things. Let's jump right in. Number one, finish out all of your end of the year tasks. This is what we're going to focus on first. High school counselors are still working for a bit after students and teachers leave. It's absolute torture, by the way, if you ask me. So what are you doing to finish out the year? If you're new, you're probably wondering, what should I be doing? Every minute is probably filled with a lot of these things. You've wrapped up awards days and decision days. Maybe you've collected some end of year data. You've submitted scholarship reports. You've chased down your kids who definitely need summer school, and now it's time to chase down the ones who, surprise, failed classes that they need. You're probably mailing those letters home right now, making phone calls to parents, and explaining to everyone how to sign up for virtual or summer school. Tell me what else you would add to this list, because I'm sure there's a lot. Before you completely check off all of your end of year tasks, add this one thing to the list. Take time to reflect on this year as a whole. I know that you've accomplished so much this year. When you look back at the year, what are you proud of? Professionally, what was different for you this year, or what did you overcome? Was it your first year as a high school counselor? Was it your first year as a school counselor in general? Both of these are huge celebrations, and you need to take time to reflect on them. You live to tell the tale. Did you work under a new administration that you had to adjust to? Did your team dynamics get shaken up this year? Take a second to look at what you grew through this year as a professional. Write those things down if you're a visual person or if you need reminders of all that you've accomplished after a tough year. Take out your phone, open up your notes app, and jot it down in there. Create a folder on your computer and start collecting some data. This is a way to reflect on your year. Data does not have to be fancy. I've said it once and I'll say it again. You probably don't even have to do that tough of math to get some really impressive numbers. Definitely some adding, maybe some dividing. Let's keep it simple. I'll link to a free resource in the show notes to give you a ton of ideas of places that you can collect data. It's really that simple. Some things that come to mind at the end of the year: promotion and retention rate, graduation rate, number of classroom lessons ran, number of advisory councils held at your school, the number of individual counseling sessions held. And here's a side note, if you had a check-in or you were keeping track of this, this is some great data to have. The number of referrals from teachers or parents or students, the number of students who came to your career fair, the percentage of students who came to individual student meetings. Seriously, I could keep going. I'm just thinking off the top of my head of things that have come to light as you are thinking through your year. But you need to decide what's informative for your school or for your people. Just think about those things and what would be helpful for you to have year after year. My favorite thing to do with this information is to keep it somewhere that you can revisit to set goals at the beginning of next school year and then to compare to at the end of next year. I know that's forever away, so keep it somewhere where you're going to remember what you named it, that you can revisit it at the end of next year. It's really cool to have that data on top of each other year after year. Did you lean in and learn something new and take some risks? Did you get an AskAU certification? Did you present at your state conference? Did you join the Click Collaborative, my high school counseling membership, this past year and implement any new ideas? I know this podcast has only been around for a short few months, but maybe this podcast has inspired you to take some action from something in one of the episodes. Make a note in your phone. Again, this is a really easy thing to do, about the places that you grew professionally. I'd love to invite you to get your name on the waitlist for the CLIC Collaborative, my high school counseling membership. Each month, we do a deep dive into a high school counseling topic with a longer live teaching component. These monthly teachings are just one of the benefits to being inside this exclusive community. I'd love to tell you more and keep you posted before we open doors this coming August. Doors only open twice a year to the CLIC Collaborative, and I don't want you to miss it. So go to clickcollab.com to put your name on the wait list. Now, let's get back to the show. Okay, moving into number two. Set up your caseload for success this summer. If you won't be in the office this summer or your hours are limited, woohoo, it's time to do a happy dance and put your email away message up and change your voicemail. That is something I always look forward to doing because it actually meant summer was starting. Hey, do not feel bad about this. You absolutely deserve it. You work so hard during the year, and now it's time for a little break. As the summer moves along, you'll keep working on student schedules for next year, which never seem to stop, and you'll also continue enrolling new students, and you'll be wondering, where do they keep coming from? You've hopefully already sent out all of your seniors' transcripts and tied up any loose ends there, but go ahead and keep a record of all of that. If you'll be out of the office and there'll be someone else answering phone calls or emails, leave a spreadsheet with that information on it with whoever's transcript was sent where and when it was sent, because these are the questions that always get asked in the summer, especially when you're not there to answer them. Lastly, to prepare for the summer, jot down any notes that you want to remember about your caseload or specific students that you have as you head into the summer. Maybe it's like your pre-to-do list when you come back. Not like it's going to be hard to put together a new list of things that you need to get done when you get back, but maybe it's a phone call that you need to make at the very start of the year or something you need to follow back up on or the student that you need to check in with immediately as the year gears back up. Just make any notes that you don't want to forget about / don't want to think about or worry about all summer. Putting it here helps you remember, hey, this is not urgent, but it's something I need to do when I get back. Okay, let's move on to the last big topic, number three. Prep what you feel the need to for next year. Is there anything that you can do now that will help you out for next year? Start by thinking about your physical space. It's important that you make your office work for you. What's going to work for you is going to be different from what's going to work from the counselor across the hall or next door to you. If you've been wanting to move things around, that's a great task before you leave for summer after your other stuff is done. Once I've closed out my end of the year counselor tasks, I take some time to clean up the mess that I've made all year. The stacks of papers under my desk, and then the stacks of papers that were once under my desk that got moved to my shelves. What needs to be recycled, trashed, or shredded? Find those things and make it happen. Scan some of the papers from those stacks into your computer that you want to save, and then organize them in your computer. I hate having extra paper laying around. File anything that you need to, but here is your chance to catch up on all of that paperwork that is everywhere. Do you store file folders for each of your students? If you need to do a file swap with other counselors or move some records to a records vault for your students who've graduated, now is a perfect time to do it. Even if you're not ready to go all out and put up a new bulletin board for next school year yet, go ahead and take down the old stuff. It's so easy to leave a bulletin board up for months, years, decades. So go ahead and get out a staple remover and go to town. This is a fun thing to do with a student who's already taken their exams or another counselor who just needs a break and needs to see something done and accomplished. At least take it down. I'm not making you put up a new one yet. If you're looking for ideas though, or feeling ambitious before the new year, check out the bulletin board packs in my TPT store. I'll link to those in the show notes for you. Summer is a great time to get bulletin boards ready. I feel like it's something you can do when you're in the lobby if you're waiting for people to walk in. I mean, it's not a weird thing to be up and moving around the office during those summer hours. Next, take an inventory of your resources. How do you organize your small group activities or the lessons that you know you're going to do each year in classrooms? Do you have binders? Do you have boxes? Do you have giant Tupperware things? If you have printables or games, this could be a great time to go complete home edit style and give it a system. Label those boxes, put things in binders with sheet protectors, laminate and cut things out to use them over and over again, even stuff for bulletin boards. If you've had a year or a few years under your belt, you'll really start to get a grasp on what you do and what you don't need in your office. If you're moving into a new role or you're like, what resources? What's even out there? I have none. Check out counselorclick.com/shop to peek inside my entire TPT store. You can filter by topic or grade or, you know, subject. You can search for keywords even within the resources in my store. So it's a great time to start collecting resources and dreaming of next year. In the least, go ahead and add some things to your wish list just to think on. Next up, does your website need a facelift? Have you been wanting to jump into the world of school counselor social media, at least for your school counseling department and for your students, but you've been too overwhelmed with all the other stuff on your plate? Yes, that is a very realistic thing because those things feel like they can be on the back burner while you've got a million other things on your plate. Summer would be a great time to dive into taking any of these things on. Those are the things that never actually have a deadline, so they always stay on the to-do list, but they also kind of require a creative brain, and then they never get done. Did you buy some PDs or trainings and just not finish them yet? Cough, you're in the Click Collaborative and you're ready to catch up. Go check out that binge-worthy private podcast over in the membership community. Work your way through all of that stuff this summer when you have time. But choose what sounds fun and go for it. Reignite that school counseling spark that you know that you have on your own timeline this summer. And then if you don't want to do any of these things, guess what? You have every right to just rest this summer. You've poured out emotionally, physically. You deserve some R&R for your good work. Read a book, plan a weekend away, just go home and take a nap. The emails can wait. I promise it is time for a break. Your students will benefit when you have that spark back in you that you need to be the best counselor you can be. I have some upcoming episodes that'll have some ideas for bringing that spark back to your school counseling world if it's getting a little dim. Consider this episode your permission to do exactly what you want and exactly what you need as you round out the end of the year. Do as much or as little as you need to. If it's time to disconnect from social media and go read some fiction books, do it. If it's time to dream big about your high school counseling role for next year because you actually have the brain space to do it, let's go. If something stuck with you from this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and let me know. Then head to the show notes when you finish here and grab that data collection ideas guide. You can get it by going to counselorclick.com/data guide. I'll see you right back here next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.